The Gemara there in Bava Kama relates that Rabbi Yosef, who was blind, exclaimed at first that he would have rejoiced to learn that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, exempting him from mitzvahs. Rabbi Yosef initially thought that he would receive more schar, additional schar, for fulfilling the mitzvahs, despite the fact that he was potter. Subsequently, however, upon learning the rules of Gadol HaMitzuvah V'Aisa, Misha'en HaMitzuvah V'Aisa, one who fulfills a mitzvah while he has a chiyuv gets more schar than someone who performs a mitzvah while not having a chiyuv. He reversed his declaration, saying that he wishes he would be mechuyev b'mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Tam, in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, makes the following observation. He says that it's apparent from this incident that if a blind person is exempt from mitzvahs, they nevertheless are allowed to recite a bracha upon fulfilling a mitzvah. If not, argues Rabbeinu Tam, why should Rabbi Yosef rejoice upon hearing that he's exempt from mitzvahs, since his exemption from mitzvahs would deprive him of the ability to recite a bracha? Rabbeinu Tam further reasons that accordingly, women should also be allowed to recite a bracha upon performing a mitzvah that they're not mechuyev to perform, i.e. a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, for example, that in these mitzvahs like lulav or sukkah, just as a blind person is allowed to recite a bracha if they want to, even though they're not mechuyev, so to a woman who is pata for mitzvah sasei shazman grama, if she wants to recite a bracha, is allowed to. And this, in fact, is how we paskin in the Ramah, that a woman is allowed to recite a bracha on a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Incidentally, Svardim do not paskin like that, because the Mechaber says that a woman should not make a bracha on something she is not mechuyev on, i.e., for example, a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. The Mishnah. If a person is chayev to go to Golos, where does he go? Mishnah answers, he goes to one of the Arei Miklat, to one of the three cities which is in Eder Hayarden, or one of the three which is in Canaan. Roads needed to be built, and en route there needed to be two Talmidei Chachamim to escort the Reitzeach as to protect him from the Goyel Hadam, the person who wants to come to avenge the blood of his relative. Gemara, the exact places of the Arei Miklat were set up by Moshe Rabbeinu in Eder Hayarden, and Yehoshua set them up in Eretz Yisrael. Daf Yud. In Gilad and Shechem, there was a syndicate of Reitzchem who used to kill people. Therefore, they needed more room in the Arei Miklat in those areas of Eretz Yisrael. Taisus over here asks an apparent question. The Arei Miklat, we know, was for the purpose of people who killed b'shoigig. People who did it b'mezid are chayev to be punished with Misa from Bezdin, and they don't go to Arei Miklat. So why the fact that there was a whole syndicate of Reitzchem in this area, were there reasons to add Arei Miklat, more room in the Arei Miklat? These were done b'mezid, not b'shoigig. The Ramban in Bamidbar Lamed Hey Pasuk Yudalet answers that these intentional murders, in order to escape being killed from Bezdin, they would make it look like it was by accident. Therefore, since the syndicate existed, which made it look like it was done by accident, and we didn't know whether it was b'mezid or b'shoigig, we had to send them to the Arei Miklat. The Gemara says, if people seem to be leaving the Arei Miklat and it loses population, we populate the city with Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. The Gemara says, if a Talmud is sent to Golos, we send his Rebbe with him. If a Rebbe goes into Golos, the whole yeshiva should go with him. The Gemara says, Torah is matzil a person from Misa. As we see, Rav Chisda was learning in the house of Rav, and it was time for him to die, but the Malach HaMavis couldn't kill him, since his mouth didn't stop saying the words of Torah. So a shliach sat on a cedar tree, it broke, and for the split second that he looked up to see what happened, the Malach HaMavis killed him. This same story also happened, as we know, to David HaMelech. If a person has an appreciation for Talmidei Chachamim, they will be zeicha to have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. And any person who learns Torah with a rabbin will be zeicha to be matzliach in learning. If he learns Torah himself, he is foolish, because if he makes a mistake, there will be no one to correct him. As Rabbi said, I learned a lot of Torah from my rabbeim, even more from my chavrusas, and the most from my talmidim. Wherever there is a fork in a road, there was a sign pointing to the Arei Miklat, so if someone had to run there, he could find it easily. So we see, if Hashem watches people who are killed, i.e. these Reitzchem, who killed and who had to run to Arei Miklat, Kal v'chomer, he watches tzaddikim very carefully. From the Torah, Nevi'im, and the Ksuvim, we see that Hashem guides a person in the way he wants to be guided. And finally, we must protect the Reitzach, since if the Goyal Hadam kills him on his way to the Arei Miklat, the Goyal Hadam is potter. Daf Yud Aleph. Some people say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write the last 8 psukim in the Torah, but rather Yehoshua wrote them. If a Sefer Torah, the pages of a Sefer Torah, is tied together with threads of pishtan, flax, instead of gidin, instead of the tendons of the animal, which we know is how it's supposed to be done in the chatchila, it's a machlekes if this is kosher or not. The Mishnah. The Reitzach must remain in Golos until the Kohen Gadol dies. What's called a Kohen Gadol? According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if the Kohen, who is the Meshuach Milchama, is called a Kohen Gadol, so even if he dies, the Reitzchim are free. And the mothers of the Kohen Gadol used to give food and clothing to the Reitzchim, so they would pray for the Kohen that he would live a long time. Because if they weren't happy in the Arei Miklat, they would pray that the Kohen Gadol should die soon so they could get out of there already. Gemara. To make peace between husband and wife, Hashem allowed his name to be erased. We know that the name of Hashem is erased into the Mayim HaMa'arim for the Saita. Kal v'chomer, if the world is in danger, we can erase the Shem Hashem. If a Chacham gives a Klala, watch out, it can be very dangerous. And finally, all 40 years that the Klal Yisrael was in the desert, Yehuda's bones were rolling in the Aron. The Mishnah. If a Reitzeach kills someone, and just after they paskin, he must go to Golos, the Kohen Gadol died, before he went to Golos, he doesn't have to go to Golos at all. If someone kills the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen Gadol kills someone, they can never leave Golos. And when a Reitzeach goes into Golos, they can't come out even if we need them. If a Reitzeach wanders outside of the Tchum of the Ir Miklat, the Goyal Hadam has Rishus to kill him. Gemara. If someone dies in Golos, he is kept and buried there until the Kohen Gadol dies. He's kept there, B'derech Aroi. Then he can be moved permanently to the Kivrei Avaisaf. Daf Yud Beis. Rabbi Saglili says, we learn from the Pasuk that if the Goyal Hadam finds the Reitzeach outside of the Tchum of the city, he has a mitzvah to kill him. Others say he just has Rishus. He doesn't have a mitzvah to kill him, but he's allowed to kill him. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Goyal Hadam has Rishus, but others cannot kill him. If they do, then they are Chayev Misa. Even if the Reitzeach walks out B'shagig, the Goyal Hadam is allowed to kill him. If a father kills his own son, B'shagig, his other son is not allowed to become a Goyal Hadam to kill his own father. However, if a grandfather kills a son, the grandson would be allowed to become a Goyal Hadam to kill a grandfather. Rashi here is mashma, that there is no concept of kibbut avoim for a grandfather. That's why he could kill the grandfather. Others learn that Rashi holds that there is a concept of kibbut avoim for a grandfather. The Vilna Gaon, which is brought in Yeridea, Simen, Reish Mem, Sifkat, and Lamed Gimel, brings our Gemara and Rashi as a source for the position of the Marik in Sheresh Lamed, who rules that one is not mechuyev to say Kaddish for his deceased grandfather, even if his father is not there. The Marik learns that there is no source in halakhic literature saying that a grandson is mechuyev under the mitzvah of kibbut avaim to honor his grandfather, and therefore he says that in regard to a grandson, it's no different than a stranger. And while like a stranger, he may recite Kaddish for a grandfather who has died, he's not halakhically obligated to do so. By the way, the Ramah in Simen Reish Mem and Yeridea Sif Chof Dalet, based on a medrash brought by Rashi in Bereishis Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Aleph, disagrees and says that while the obligation to honor one's grandfather is less than the obligation to honor one's father, there is still a chiyuv to respect the grandfather when not in conflict with the father's honor. The next Mishnah. A tree, which is in the Tchum, but the branches go outside of the Tchum, we look to see where the branches are. If the Reitzeach is near the branches in the Tchum, then he is safe. Gemara. Regarding Maaser Sheni, the borders of Yerushalayim are determined by the walls of the city, not the branches of the trees. The next Mishnah. A Reitzeach, who is already in Golos, and then he kills again B'shagig, he must now move to a different neighborhood of the same city. A Levi should move to a different city. The next Mishnah. A Reitzeach that goes to Golos, and people want to give him kavod, he must tell him first that he's a Reitzeach. Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara. In the cities of Arei Miklat, and there were six of them, sustenance must be provided for the Reitzchim, but those who move to one of the 42 Arei Leviya don't necessarily get sustenance. This marks the end of his perek. Now let's begin perek Gimel, the Eluhain Haloikin. As background, the source for the punishment of Malkus is in Parshas Ki Seitze, perek Chofei and Devarim, and we know that the Malkus were 40 lashes. They were really 39 lashes. And the Mishnah says, here are some of the people who get Malkus. The Rambam lists 207 Lavin, which have a chiyuv of Malkus. What are these? The Mishnah says, the seven Arayas mentioned in Parshas Acharemais, which have Kares, but no Mises Bezdin. For example, Haba al Achaisai, or al Achais Aviv, or Anida. Also, if one marries an Asina from the Givainim, he's chayav for Malkus. The Rambam holds the Isser of Nasan and Asina is only Midarabanan. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's an Isser Midaraisa. If someone who is a Kayan marries both a Grusha and a Chalutza, he gets Malkus only once. Additional Chayve Krisis, which have a Chiv Malkus, are someone who ate Kaidish when he was Tame, or went into the Beis Hamigdash when he was Tame, or one who eats Chalef, Nicer is something which is left over, Pigel, where the intention of the person who Shechted it, he had intended to eat it Chutz Lizman, if a person is sheichet b'chutz, if he's oichel chametz b'pesach, or he's oichel b'yom kippur. Also, if anyone eats an avela, which is a kosher animal which died anyways besides shechita, or if a person eats a treifa, which is an animal that had a mum, if he eats shkatzim v'ramasim, these are chayev elavin, which are chayev malkus. If someone eats tevel, something which did not have trumas or maisrus taken from them, or hektish, or maisr sheni, which was unredeemed, then all these are lavin with malkus. How much tevel must one eat to be chayev malkus? Rav Shimon says a kolshu, even a little bit. The chachamim say he has to eat a kazayas. And the Gemara says, our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva, who says an Isser, which has Mises Bezdin, has no Malkus. Rabbi Shmuel says it does have Malkus. Rabbi Yitzchak asks, why do we single out by Achaisai the Chiyuv of Karis? All the Arayis have a Chiyuv of Karis. Gemara answers, to teach us you get only Karis, but not Malkus. From here we learn that all Chayve Krisis are Pater mi Malkus. Dover sheyotza min haklal lamed leil lamed al atzmayotza, and the lamed al haklal kulayotza. We have a klal, all arayas, but davar sheyotza min haklal, this case of achaitzai, came and we learned the chi of karas, which comes to teach us that there's no malchus. This comes to teach us that all chayve krisis are pater from malchus. It's the lamed al haklal kulayotza. Rav Oven said, anytime the Torah uses the words hishamer, i.e. guard, pen, lest, or al, no, this is always a mitzvah's loisese. According to Rabbi Akiva, once you get Mises Bezdin, you cannot get Malkus, since the Pasuk in Devarim Chaf Hehe says, Kidei Rishasai, Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechayvai, V'yata Mechayvai Mishum Shtei Rishayas. You can only be Mechayvai for one thing, i.e. you can only be Mechayvai for Mises Bezdin, not Malkus. Finally, the only time a person has to bring a Karban Chattis is if they're over on a loisese, B'shaigig, but on a Shei V'yaltasa, like Karban Pesach or Mila, there is no Karban. Daf Yud Aleph. There are 36 Lay Saseh in the Torah, and 2 Mitzvah Saseh, Karban Pesach and Mila, and if a person does these things wrongly bemezid, then he has a Chiyuv Karis. If it's done B'shaigig, then he has a Chiyuv of Karban Chattis. If a person is Bayal a few different Arayas Behelamachas in one period of unawareness, he's Chayav for each separate one. And from Ish Mizer Arein, we learn that just like a tame cannot eat or touch kachim, the same thing applies to truma. Daf Tesvav. Rabbi Yechanan says if a person comes to be mevatel alay saseh, and there is a suffix, if there was a hasra, it's a machlokes of yischayev or not. If a person made a shvua to eat a loaf of bread today, and the day passed and he didn't eat it, then there's no malchus. According to Rabbi Yechanan, he's putter because it's a lav she'en b'maisa, and according to Reish Lakish, he's putter since it's a hasra suffix. Daf Tezayin. Rabbi Yehuda says all lay saseh, which are lav she'en b'maisa, have no malchus unless someone makes a shvua, does a tmura, which is a transfer of kedusha from one carbon to another, or is mekalel. The Gemara says the mitzvah of shiluach hakan says that before you take the baby chicks, you must send away the mother. If you didn't send away the mother, you get malchus. The chachamim say you don't get malchus, it's a lav shen hanitak laaseh. Meaning that since you can remedy the isur now by now sending away the mother bird, it's a lav hanitak laaseh, and therefore you're pater from malchus. A person has a mitzvah to take off peah from the standing grain, the kama, if he didn't, so he can set it aside from the imrin, from the sheaves. If he didn't do this, he could take it from the kri, from the pile. But once the grinding takes place, it's too late to be mekayim the mitzvah of peah. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you can do it even then. Normally, a neder berabim cannot be changed, except for the purpose of a mitzvah, like the story about the teacher who was reinstated because they couldn't find a different teacher of kids who was as good as he was. Abai says, if a person eats poitisa, this is a water sheretz, he gets malchus 4 times. If he eats a namala, a live ant, he gets 5 unshin of malchus. If he eats a hornet, he gets 6. If someone delays the process of relieving himself, he's over on the iser of bal tishaktzu. If a person eats grain where all trumas and maisis were taken off, except maiser sheni, which has no kedusha, he's still chayav malchus. If one buys tvua from an am haaretz, this is called demai, since it's a suffix if trumas and maisrus were taken off, he must take off his own trumas and maisrus. Daf Yud Zayin. Reb Shimon Aimer Kol Shehu L'Makas. There's a halach l'maisha Sinai that says one does not get the penalty for eating an iser unless he eats at least a kazayas, something which is the size of an aleph. Similarly with mitzvahs, one does not discharge his chiyuv to eat matzah on Pesach unless he eats at least a kazayis of matzah. The Gemara says Reb Shimon disagrees with this. He says that one has the chiyuv of malchus even if he eats a kolsho, only a little bit amount of something which is aser. The Mishnah. If someone eats bikurim before he recites the special tefillah, or he eats Maaser Sheni or Kachim Kalim outside the Mikdash, he gets malchus. But if someone breaks the bone of a Karban Pesach Tame, there is no malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says if someone by Shiluach HaKan doesn't send away the mother, there's malchus, since it's too late to send the mother away now. The Chachamim say you can't send her away now, since it's a Lav Hanitik Lase. Therefore, there's no malchus. And all Lav Hanitik Lase have no malchus. Gemara. Whether Kriya of the Tefillah by Bikurim is Ma'akev or not, this is a Machlekes. Rav Shimon says it is Ma'akev. Rava says a new mother should daven that her newborn child should be like Rav Shimon, i.e. he should be a big Talmud Chacham. Taf Yud Ches. Rava says if a Zar ate from a Karban Ayla before Zrika outside the walls, he gets Malkus 5 times according to Rav Shimon. If a Kayan eats from a Chattas or an Asham before Zrika, he gets Malkus, since it's only Royal Achila after Zrika. If a person set aside Bikurim before Sukkos, so now he has a Chiyav of Kriya, but now the produce rots and Sukkos passes, so since it's not Shayach to do Kriya anymore, since it's after Sukkos, the Kriya is Ma'akev, the Bikurim. This is similar to the din of Reb Zera. Kol ha-ro'i lebila ein bila ma'akeves, v'chol she'ein ro'i lebila bila ma'akeves. By the carbon mincha that goes into the Kli Shareis, it's only a good carbon if the amount a flour that went into the kli isn't so much that it can be mixed. It's possible to mix it with the shaman. It's roi labila. So even if you never mix it, it's kosher, since it was roi, it was possible to be mixed. But if you put in so much flour that it can't be mixed, it's impossible. Therefore, it's ain roi labila, then this is an impossible situation, therefore it's makav. Because she ain roi labila, bila makavis. From the pasuk v'loka ha-kayin ha-tena miyadecha, we learn that the din of tnufa, waving, applies to Bikurim, and the Kayin and the person wave it together. Daf Yud Tes. Bisman Hazeh, where there was no Beis HaMikdash, a person could bring up Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat even without a pidyon. Maaser Sheni, which is Tameh, can still be redeemed in Yerushalayim, but you just can't eat it, because it is Tameh. If it is Tahar, it can be redeemed even one step outside the wall of Yerushalayim. Finally, Rabbi Yossi says, if a Kayin has a fig of Tevel, and he says the fig stem should become Truma, and the other part should be Meiser, and then he eats it all, he's chaya for Malkus since he ate Tevel, i.e. the Meiser part didn't have Trumas Meiser taken from it. Trumas Meiser is also something that has to be taken off in addition to the Truma and the Meiser. There's a machloikas amongst the Rishainim, whether all fruits grown in Eretz Yisrael are mechuyev in the obligation of Trumas and Meisers. Rashi in Brachas, Tafla Medvavim and Aleph, says that Minat Taira, only Dagon, Tiraish, and Yitzar, the 5 grains, grapes and olives, are subject to the laws of Trumas and Maisrus. All other produce, according to Rashi, are subject to the laws of Trumas and Maisrus only Midrabanan. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, says that all fruits are subject to Trumas and Maisrus min Hatara. Tafchav. If Paris are Nigmar Melachta, it's ready for Maiser, and it entered Yerushalayim, Beis Shammai says you must eat it in Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel says you can eat it anywhere. The Mishnah. If someone makes a bald spot on his head to show avelus for a mace, or if one rounds the corners of his head, i.e. he removes the peis harish, or one who destroys the corner of his beard, or one who scratches a death person out of anguish, the person is chayev malchus. If a person removes both of his peis, he's mechuyev for malchus twice. Rabbi Eliezer says he's only mechuyev once. Regarding the peis of the zaken, of the beard, he's only chayev if he does it with a razor. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if he shaves with the tweezers, he's chayef. And the Gemara says, if a Nazir drinks wine many times, if there is only one hasra, one warning, he's only mechuyev for one set of malchus. But if there were multiple hasrais, he's chayef for malchus for each hasra. What is the shear of a karcha, cutting a bald spot to grieve for a mace? Rav Huna says, if it can be seen, the bald spot can be seen, he's chayef for malchus. Rabbi Yechanan says, a gris, which is a fixed shear. Avraham Tanaim said, it's kishtei saras. If someone removes the amount of hair that fills the tip of a scissors on Shabbos, melai pi hazug, they're chayev for the malacha of geizes, for shearing. It's a machlekes what the shear of melai pi hazug is, shtei saras, or one hair. The Gemara asks, what is pas reisha, the corner of the head that one is not allowed to cut the hair from? The Gemara answers, it's the end of the top of the head, and the end of the skull, where these two meet. This is where the jawbone begins. This is what we call the temple. That's the area where a person is not allowed to cut from, the pa'as reishai. If someone removes his pa'as, both the one who removes it and the one who it is removed from is over for the lav, and they both get malchus. And this is like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a person can be chayev even for a lav she'ein by ma'isa, referring to the person who had it cut from his head. If a person inflicts a wound in himself for a mace, whether he does it with a keli or he does it with his hands, he's over on the iser of either seret or laisis gaidedu. Rav Chisda explained that peis are the hairs that are at the joining of the skull and the jaw, i.e. the temple. In the Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, we bring that the iser is not to shave off any hair in this area with a razor. And in fact, since there's the Machlekes Rishainim, as to specifically where all the Mekhaimus HaZakin are, one should be machmir not to use a razor on any part of the face, mustache area, or the bottom of the throat. From the pasuk is Emor. In Emor it says, regarding the Kohanim, Upa'as Zekonim Lo Yigalechu. If it only said this, I would think that even if they cut it with the scissors, they would be chayiv. Talmud Leimer, it says, by Kol Yisrael, Leisashchis Pa'as Zekonim, in Bayikra Yotes. And cutting with the scissors really isn't hashchasa. And the Rivan says, even if one cuts very close to the skin with the scissors, he isn't chayef, i.e. it must be with a razor. It must be giluach sheyesh by hashchasa. This Gemara is referring to the peyes hazaken. Regarding the peyes haraish by the temples, it's a machlekes rishainim if one is only chayef if he cuts them with a razor, which is what the Rambam says, or if one is always chayef, no matter how he cuts them. This is the shita of the Rosh. We paskin lachomra, as we see in Yeradeh, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, that one shouldn't cut or completely cut the peyes haraish, not with a razor, with the scissors, or with a shaver. The Mishnah. If someone makes a tattoo in his skin, ksevis kakea, he writes on his skin and he cuts into it permanently, he's chayef. But if he just does one of these things, he cuts into the skin or he writes on it, then he's pater. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says he's only chayef if he writes the Shem Hashem on his skin. Gemara. It's also for a person to put ashes on a wound because it looks like ksevis kakea. The Gemara says Ramalchia is the author of the halachas of Blairis, Efer, Makla, and Gavina. Blairis is a haircut to a guy. Efer Makla is Ardin. And Gavina means that Gavinas Akum is Asr because we're chayshish that they'll smear treifa fat on the cheese. The Mishnah. If a Nazir drank wine all day, he's chayef for Malkus only once. But if they warned him many times, he's chayef for Malkus for each warning. And if a person wears shatnas all day, the same differentiation applies. A person can plow a field once and be chayef for 8 lavin, klayim, tameh, hektish, etc. Gemara. Rabbi Akiva says if someone plows, covers, or even just leaves klayim growing, he's chayef. The Gemara says only by Shabbos is there a din of chiluk melachos, i.e. if there are two melachos in one act, you're chayef for both, or if you do two melachos behalamachos, you're chayef for both. Mashen ki vayantiv, there is no such din. Daf chav beis. If a person makes a shvua not to plow on yantiv, the shvua wouldn't be chal, since he's mushba v'yomed mehar Sinai. He already swore by Har Sinai not to plow on Yontif. The next Mishnah. When we give Malkus, a person gets arboim chaser achas. He gets 40 minus 1, which means 39 Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda says he gets 40. According to the Tanakhama, two-thirds of the Malkus go on his back, and one-third are given to him on his stomach. Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the 40th lash is given between the shoulders. The Gemara says if they assess that the man can handle all 39 of the Malkus, if in the middle it appears to us that he can't handle them, we stop hitting him. The Mishnah. If a person is over an Avera that has a double Lav, if they gave him one assessment for both Lavin, he gets only one set of Malkus. The next Mishnah. How do they give the Malkus? They tie his two hands to a stand and pull his clothes off until his chest shows. The Shamus takes a calf strap, which is doubled, and he is stricken while he is leaning over. One-third of the Malkus are on his front, and two-thirds of them are on his back, i.e. 26 of them. While hitting, they read the psukim related to Malkus. If the person dies from the Malkus, the hitter is pater, since he was a shliach of Bezdin. Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara. Rav Sheshet says, whoever treats the Chol HaMoed lightly, it's like he was Eved Avodah Zarah. So the pasuk of Avodah Zarah is Samach to Chag HaMatzos Tishmar. Also, if a person says Lashon Hara, if a person listens to Lashon Hara, or if a person says Eidu Sheker, he is roy to be thrown to the dogs. The Gemara says when the hitter lifts the strap, it's with his two hands, but when he strikes, it's with one hand, so it should be as strong as possible. If the person was tied up and broke away and ran off, the person is pater from Malkus, since he already suffered embarrassment. The Mishnah. If someone is chayev karis and he receives Malkus, the Malkus paters him from karis. If someone who doesn't consume dam, even with no taiva, get schar from refraining from eating the dam. Kol shekein, one who holds his taiva back from gezel and erva, will get schar for himself and for future generations. Finally, Rabbi Chanina ben Akasha, Emi Ratzah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lizakas Yisrael, Afika, Chir Balam Torah, Mitzvah, Shenemar, Hashem Chofetz, Zaman Tzidkoi, Yagdu Torah, Yadu, the Pasuk in Yishayim, Mem Beis. Hashem wanted to give a lot of schusim to Klal Yisrael, therefore he gave us many mitzvahs, as the Pasuk in Yishayah says, Hashem Chofetz, Zaman Tzidkoi, Yagdu Torah, Yadu. Because of the Tzidkas of Hashem, the Torah should increase and be mighty.
Gemara.
Aveir and Rav Chanina hold that Malkas do not patter one from Karis. Rabbi Shuben Levi said, there were three takanas made by the Bezdin Shalmata, which were agreed to by the Bezdin Shalmala. Mikra Megillah on Purim, as it says, Kimu v'kiblu hayehudim, Kimu l'mayla masha kiblu l'mata. Number two, that one can greet his friend with the Shem Hashem. And number three, that Maaserishon can go, should go, not only to the Levium, but to the Kohanim as well. If a person gives Maaser, whether referring to Maaser Ksafim or the Maaser we're talking about here, there will be a bracha. Bahari kaisi lechem bracha ad belidai. I will pour out for you a lot of bracha. What is ad belidai? Rami Barav says, ad sheyivlu sifsasechem v'yemer dai, until your lips wear out from saying dai, enough. Mor says, this is brought Melachim Aleph in the Bezdin of Shlema, two women came to him about a little baby. Both claimed the child belonged to them. So the king said, the only eitzah is to cut the child in half. One of them objected and said, don't kill him. Shlema HaMelech paskened that she must be the mother, since she obviously had rachmanis, as not to cut the child in half. Reb Simlai said 613 mitzvahs were said to Moshe, 365 lavin, which correspond to the days of the solar year, and 248 mitzvahs asay, which correspond to the limbs of a person. The makor for the 613 mitzvahs is from the pasuk of Torah Tziva, Torah is equal to 611, and then you have the mitzvahs of Anoichi and Lo Yiyah. Daf Chav Dalet. Not only was Avraham Avinu a tzaddik for himself, but he led his children on the righteous path as well. A person who is very careful not to gaze at any part of a woman will be zeicha to dwell up in Shemayim. In Micha we see that Hashem wants us to be makpid on mishpat, on justice, avas chesed, and as well as hatznei leches, tznius, which is referring to hitzos hameis, as well as hachnasas kala. Finally, the Masechta ends by bringing a story that once Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva were walking in Yerushalayim, and they saw a fox leave the area of the Kodesh Kodashim. They started to cry. Rabbi Akiva began to laugh. They asked him, why are you laughing? You're seeing this terrible thing happening. A fox is walking out of the Kodesh Kodashim, and the Beis HaMikdash is desolate. He said that he saw the prophecy of Uriah was true, that the Beis HaMikdash would eventually become a desolate field. He said that if this prophecy came true, the prophecy of the Gula HaSida will also come true. So they answered him, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva, you have comforted us. And on this note, we should take a bizeicha to the Gula HaSida b'mheira v'yameinu. Hadron Allah, Masechta Makos.